At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
I think kids are changing something. RCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Oh, son of a bitty, son of a bitty, son of a bitty, gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Some fun? See what you ain't never seen. Tune in to Short Walk live stream on Twitch, noon to 2 p.m. Fridays with your host, Dirt Maldin. It's a phantasmagorical kaleidoscopic adventure happening of visuals, music, poetry, writing, humor, strangeness. Tune in and contribute too.
Barworm with Steph Renton on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Have you ever had an oarworm? Tune in on Mondays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m., and you'll be left with one only on WRCT.
It had been quite an evening, and Tim Hammond, also known as The Moose, had passed out in the elevator of his high-rise apartment building before reaching his floor. For several hours, he slept as he went up and down between floors while the other riders tried to ignore his presence and went on their ways. But then the elevator stopped at the 17th floor, where Annette Barrett was waiting to go to the laundry room. Annette had once been in love with the Moose, but had been rebuffed in a less than kind way. Now Annette had her chance to get even. She dropped her laundry basket loudly on the floor of the elevator. The detergent spilled out of the box onto Tim's shirt and all over the floor. Tim stirred, and with a loud sneeze, he came to. "Don't you have anything better to do?" said Annette. Tim looked dumbfounded. He glanced at his watch and scratched his head. "Of course I do," he said. "I'm going home and go back to sleep." He stood up and pushed 21. The elevator arrived at 17, and Annette got off, feeling rather stupid. She also noticed that Ginger, an old flame of Tim's, had gotten on. "Why, Tim, you have laundry detergent all over you," laughed Ginger. She then stopped the door before it closed all the way. As it automatically reopened, she called down to Annette, who was partway down the hall. "Hey, Annette, I think it's time you learned the truth about the Moose." She thereupon started tickling Tim, who fell on the floor, laughing. While he laughed uncontrollably, Ginger pulled his shirt off him. Much to Annette's surprise and amazement, Moose had a large tattoo of Annette Funicello's face on his chest. Ginger smirked and said, "The great Moose Hammond is really a mousketeer at heart." Annette herself had always admired Annette Funicello and had always been secretly proud to share the same first name. She now felt a connection with Tim she'd never known before. She said, "Moose, I have all Annette's albums in my apartment." So much to Ginger's confusion and annoyance, Tim and Annette suddenly became fast friends. What Ginger had considered Moose's weakness was his strength in Annette's eyes. And Moose finally found that the one person he'd felt no interest for was the one person he'd been looking for all along. Ginger left in disgust as Annette and the Moose began comparing their favorite Annette Funicello movies.
Little bird let down on Henry. just for a kiss or two. And with a little penknife held in her hand, well, she plugged him through and through. And the wind did roar, and the wind did moan.
Take him by his lily white hands, come take him by his feet, and throw him in this deep, deep well that's more than 100 feet.
And the wind did howl, and the wind did blow, la 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 la.
Hello, it's Dr. Nomia. We are just about, I don't know, a bit over 20-some minutes until the very end of the show. I'd like to thank you for listening and continue listening, you know. We're done at 1, and I'm hoping that Indy 500, a new show, will show up at 1. We are dealing with the inner Neanderthal. It is the season and the time for Neanderthal to let your inner Neanderthal show and go. All right. Well, anyway, I want to tell you that this is a love nest and incredible, transformative show is every Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a bit of a time change. You may have listened to me at noon on Thursdays to 2. Now it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tell your friends. All right. All right. We continue.
I don't want you running around. Stay where I can see. I'm going walking. I'm going walking. Don't you wanna walk? Come on out walking. Yes, I'm going walking. Walking my blues away. I'm here to tell you, these are the words I say. Yes, I'm crazy about a girl, honey. Is willing me. I'm going walking. I'm going walking. Yes, I'm going walking. I'm going walking. Well, I'm going walking. Walking my blues away. Every now and then, this is on my mind. I just sit right down and I hang my head and cry. I'm going walking. Yes, I'm gonna walk. You better come walking. Come on out walking. Well, I'm going walking. Walking my blues away.
He's apprehensive. He takes his time. He knows that something in his heart tells him that never before has Henry found himself feeling so fine. He can't believe it. It feels so real. He finds himself inside a room where there are people sitting round him saying, tell me, Henry, how does it feel? 'Cause Henry's in love. Henry's in love. Henry's in love.
makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Faire.
goodie bag, sweet treats, small plastic toys, glitter, nail polish. Wednesdays at 5 p.m.
listen, this is it for Wound Liquor. I'll see you next week. And I want you to be prepared because it's Indy 500, one of the brilliant new shows on your springtime WRCT roster. Listen and have a good one.
I'm on my way. Forget about him. I want to go dancing tonight.
Listening to
WRCT Pittsburgh.
That's how you do a station ID with two DJs.
Because it's not just one. I'm back, and you're here, and you're back. I missed the last one. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. And just as we apparently start off every show, as we're listening to POV by Habibi, we are going to be telling you and informing you about the radio calendar. Up next, in later February, the Kelly Strayhorn Theater is presenting multimedia artist Jaime Nagier's latest visual art exhibition, Lifting Liberty, displayed at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater's lobby from Thursday, February 27th to Saturday, May 31st. In the exhibition, GA uses collages, photos, and text to meditate on the legacy of Black cultural spaces in East Liberty. The Kelly Strayhorn Theater is located at 5941 Penn Ave, East Liberty. Visit kelly-strayhorn.org for more information about upcoming events.
And oh my gosh, this next one is the last day to see it is today. The Harris Theater presents I'm Still Here from February 7th to February 13th, which is today. The picture-perfect life of the family of Rubens Paiva, an engineer and former politician, was shattered one day in 1971 when authorities took him from his beachside home in Rio de Janeiro. Director Walter Sais, Central Station, and The Motorcycle Diaries of those two movies revisits the terror of Brazil's military dictatorship and this absorbing political drama, which captures the trauma experienced by the family and the nation, and the subsequent fight for justice by Ruben's wife while raising five children on her own. The Harris Theater is located at 809 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Visit trustarts.org/film for more information about upcoming films.
That was the WRCT radio calendar. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. And just so you know, we also, in addition to our radio calendar, have a music calendar. Akin to Arcane City, we have some music things happening in the Pittsburgh area that we like to list. Friday at 8 p.m., this is this Friday, a.k.a. tomorrow, the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Whoa.
Right? You can see the Moat Rats with Paging Dr. Moon, Holloway, and DJ Dinny Daddy at Thunderbird at 8 p.m.
Or on Saturday, you can see Skinny Lister at the Pittsburgh Winery at 8 p.m. That's on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, let's start looking into... Let's try next Tuesday, the 18th, at 8 p.m.